It's only in dismal corners of the cities that my friends Nicole Infinity and Monica Rojas can accomplish their goal. Knit tagging.
The more hidden the place is, not necessarily even hidden, just like not well trafficked, the longer it's gonna stay up.
But we put some up on the light rail, and the light rail stops, those got taken down.
Knit tagging, also known as yarn bombing or knit graffiti, is an urban art craze that has been popping up in major cities around the globe. To find out more, I talked to Anne Rojas, a librarian at the University of Minnesota.
Well, it's graffiti, I guess, but with knit fabric, so it's not destructive. But it's colorful and fun, and it's the initial idea was to spruce up urban areas that needed a splash of color.
The Twin Cities support vibrant knitting communities. In fact, there are more yarn stores per capita here than anywhere else in the country. Those 21st century knitters make all sorts of new creations, from stuffed animals to trendy caps, and yes, even socks.
People have a lot of different purposes for what they do when they knit.
The secret to knit tagging is part of a knitter's mindset. Knitters create things with a purpose, and everything they make exemplifies the idea that their creations must be unique and useful.
I like making stuff that people actually use. It's fun.
It's pretty and fun colors, and it makes people ask you strange questions. Especially when you knit in class, which is highly recommended.
For Culture Q, I'm Christetta Borini.